right, Sam Tripoli, my good old friend, is about to take over. I'm leaving in about 10 minutes, but I wanted to ask you big picture. Obviously, the globalists, the alchemists, the sorcerers aren't all powerful. And as humanity learns how they operate and learns to step into our own agency and power with God's help, they can be displaced. So, I mean, I really see them getting a run for their money right now, and that really there is a great awakening happening in response to their great reset. Where do you think humanity is?
I think people are waking up every day. Whatever the internet is, you know, it's got away from them. I believe that. My friend Tino Sanchez thinks it's going exactly the way they want, which might be right. I mean, they could want complete chaos, but I think they're losing it. I think people are getting back to religion. I'm not really into organized religion. I'm into Jesus, and I think his teachings. I think he was a cheat code sent down to us. And if you go to me, how do you battle this darkness? It's very simple. I think the key to life is, and the Outside the Mind podcast said this on Tim Fall Hat, and it really resonated with me, which is, can you align your free will with God's plan? And that is the way to do it. Can you align your will with God's plan? You know, I was a wild person before, and I was living in the low vibrational. And then I started to wake up, get spiritual, and found Jesus, and my life is going great. And I think that's the key. I think instant gratification is the work of the devil. And our society is completely and utterly built on instant gratification, quick fix feelings. Nobody wants to go through it to get to it. And that's where we are right now. So if you're asking me, how do we deal with this? Get closer to God. And a lot of stuff, Alex, that everyone hates, because I'm in recovery, I go to meetings a lot, and a lot of people come into those meetings with this predetermined view of God. And what the things they don't like about God is not the actions of God, but the actions of man. Okay. The crimes of the church, the wars, and all that stuff. That is the action of man, not the action of God. Okay. God is love. God created it. And if you want to battle these things, you got to get closer to God. Once you get close to God, you don't fear death, okay? Because you know God, you're in God's love and God's light. And that's the key to everything. If you want to find happiness, if you want to vibrate on a higher level, you got to do high vibrational actions. And that's how you get out of that, man. You know, the key to conspiracies isn't to get lost in it and want to wage war against you, those who think that they did wrong. The key to life is to understand their game plan and not fall for their psyops. And
well,
that's
what
the key
Jesus
to
says
everything.
To the devil when he's being tempted. He says, "Get behind me." He doesn't fight with him. He just says, "Get out of my way."
That's it. And listen, buddy, I grew up going, this church is evil. It's wrong. It's doing wrong thing. And I realized I was all wrong, dude. And, you know, the commandments, people get really weird at the commandments because they have religious overtones because they're religious, right? But if you really take a look at them, that's a cheat code for living a proper life. And a proper life is high vibrational actions, a practice abundance.
Well, believe me, you never look bad, but you look like 10 times the man since this has happened to you over the last few years. And people
thank
hear
you,
Joe
buddy.
Rogan start talking about Christ. They think, you know, he actually goes to church now. He's waking up because the good and evil has gotten so clear. Now, me, I've had a relationship with God a long time, but I also have my struggles directly with Satan. So I can tell people how real this is. Yeah.
I struggle, you know, for me, I struggled all the time, man. I mean, I've committed sin, dude, and I'm a knuckle dragger. I don't walk on water. I'll never be the, like, follow me for how you should live a moral life. I struggle all the time, dude. I struggle all the time. But God lets you repent, dude, and that's my honest belief. And, you know, the sure sign, I know we're wrapping up here, but the surest sign that God exists is how evil everybody is and how they worship Satan. They worship God's enemy, right? And that's the best sign that there's a God is that these people worship dark, dark fallen angels. And for me, that's all I need to know is that there's one side to be on. And that's
yeah,
the
by
side
the way, the
God.
Tranny guy, the anti-fee leader that wants to kill ICE, now he learned he's a Satanist. I mean, it's just always the same
what
thing.
Do? Okay, I know we got to wrap up, but yeah.
No, we got to wrap up. We got a whole other hour, man. I'm just going to let you take over, but you know, we'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Sam Tripoli, my old friend, mentioned that great clip from George Carlin an hour ago, so I thought we'd play that. But I want to finish up here and have you get into your other subjects. You're going to be host the rest of this hour. Absolutely. What a great testimony. It is good versus evil, and it really is evil. And when you get out in society, especially even in Hollywood, it really does come down to Satanism. And it's a very real thing. And they say the devil's greatest trick is that he didn't exist. His really biggest trick is good doesn't exist. You know, a lot of people have actually woken up that evil exists. They think God must not exist. No, God gave us free will. And the fact is people are at war with God because they feel like there's a responsibility, you know, if they go with God, but with the devil, they can, quote, have fun. But that's not really how it works. You become a slave. So what helped wake you up? So when I first knew you, you were hosting, not that it's, I'm not judging anybody. I'm been pretty bald, but, you know, porn award shows, and, you know, funny comedian, also smart about the New World Order. So I'd go on your show, really a racy guy. And then this whole process, what happened?
Well, you know, I started doing Tim Fall Hat, and I had one guy on, Matt LaFleur. He came on, and I might be pronouncing his last name wrong. I'm sorry, Matthew. But he came on, started talking about evidence of Anunnaki and fallen angels and all that stuff. And then like 2 weeks later, I had this Buddhist author on named Von Galt, and she came on and she started saying the exact same things to him, and the exact same things he said, but she was from a spiritual point of view, and that really resonated with me, that there's something bigger going on. And then I just started going down this rabbit hole of this war on God, and I started noticing that, you know, Hollywood, the media is constantly waging war against Christ. And it started to wake me up.
They're obsessed. They go out of their way. They destroy their wealth, their lives to just get God.
to get God and, you know, and to get access to the highest levels of power. That's really what it's about. They'll play ball. We're seeing all this stuff coming out about all these people who gave up their bodies, gave up their children to access power. And that to me is demonic. And, you know, Christ is not that. I believe Christ was sent down to teach us how to survive in this energy field, this vortex we live in, and how to vibrate on a higher level. And, you know, I got so I couldn't get sober. I called a guy in the program. And he tells me that I'm trying to do it all too much at once, to do it one day at a time. And he tells me to do this little prayer. And he told me to ask God for 24 hours. Just give me 24 hours of sobriety. Maybe tomorrow I won't. Tomorrow I'll use, but not today. And I did that. And I started doing that more and more. And it really resonated with me that, you know, I believe in manifestation, okay? And I think prayers is asking God, the universe, to help you. And, you know, during COVID, I did all these. I started doing this list of things I wanted to happen in my life. If you go back to that list in the 2020, I can't believe how many of those things have happened. Because I practice abundance in my life. I think the key to life is to help others, man. And I tell this story about how, like, one day I go to Carl's Jr. because I'm a fat ass. And I see these two brothers, these two guys. They look like twins. They're staring at their car. And they look like they're in trouble. I walk up to them. I go, hey, man, what's going on? They tell me their story. And their story is that they're identical twin brothers. They're gay. They just got kicked out of their house by their parents. They're living in a homeless shelter. And they have no money. And they have a flat tire. So I go, this is God talking to me to help people. So I tow their car to a tire shop. I give them a new tire. And I give them $300. A week later, I'm at a comedy club called the American Comedy Company, and this owner's a nice guy, but he used to hate me, but now I'm selling tickets, so he likes me, and we've had a great relationship ever since. And, you know, I get done with my show. It's me and Eddie Bravo. We sold out this comedy club, and I'm leaving, and he runs up to me. He's like, Sam. I'm like, what's up, Justin? I go, stop running. You're going to have a heart attack. He's like, I already had three. He goes, I want to give you something to you and your kids, and he hands me $1,600. And that to me is abundance, dude. If you give it away, it comes back. And I practice that all the time, dude. And that's the key to life. Again, instant gratification is a work of the devil. And everybody does that. We just want this quick fix stuff.
But do you ever feel the demon jump into you where you're sitting there and all of a sudden you feel this?
All the time,
dude. God, get this out of me.
Yeah, I think it's either God, you know, dude, I deal with a adult film addiction, too. I'm fighting it as we speak daily. And when I get done with that, I'm like, oh, it's so gross. It's slow, low vibrational. You know, I think they put voices in my head. I think they want me to do stupid stuff. And I just have to trust God. And because they do that voice of skull stuff, they put out frequencies, they do it to everybody. And
well, it's been proven that TV and it shows since the 50s implant visual and audio subliminals. Like they did one deal in the 50s where they just showed a millisecond of a desert with a Coca-Cola dripping with condensation and popcorn, doubled sales basically. So, the stuff's going on.
Again, I told you about my friend who has PTSDs. He goes into they want him to join this study where they're going to flash all these pictures to him and all this subliminal stuff.
Well, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm sure they meant well, but about 4 years ago, I had one of the most famous Delta Force people, really, really great guy. I'm going to say the name. And they were like, Jones, we can tell you're a drunk, which I basically cut back 95% drinking, so I got the control of that.
I
might go months not drinking now, but the point is, they're like, this is a NASA-affiliated program, and it only goes for, you know, these people and that, but we're going to take you to this facility and give you all these shots and take all this proprietary stuff, and you'll be cured, and everybody sees Jesus after they do it. And I was just like, thanks, but that sounds a little too MKUltra for me. My point is, what do you make of the whole psychedelic revolution in the Pentagon and stuff suddenly embracing all that?
Well, you know, if you go back to all the hippie movements, completely CIA operatives, it's, you know, same thing with that, with the hip hop movement. It's all controlled. And who knows what LSD does to you, but that's a CIA stuff. I have no problems with mushrooms, even as a sober person. If you go long enough, you want to try.
It's a cocktail of the psilocybin mushrooms, LSD, different types of DMT all together. But I'm telling you, these are government-sponsored classified.
DMT makes me nervous, dude. Yeah, I think you're letting in dark arts.
I've never done DMT. That's what I'm saying is everybody says they literally see these creatures.
Yeah, my friend said he did DMT and he saw bath mitt. So I have reservations about
DMT.
Yeah,
a lot of people, they call it mescalito too, the goat. Yeah, that's one of the main things.
Yeah, 100%. But my life changed when I was on mushrooms. I just started a tinfoil hat, and like an idiot, I took some mushrooms that a fan sent me, chocolate mushrooms. And hand to God, I heard a voice that day said, stop worrying about your career. You're exactly where you need to be. And ever since then, I stopped worrying about it. I think people need to understand they're on a journey. And, you know, God throws all these trials in front of you, and your job is to solve them.
And by the way, when I knew you 15 years ago, I got to really know you by 10, you were already successful. But you've gotten, from what I see, way more successful, right?
Well, it's a blessing, dude. I got in a fight with somebody at the Comedy Store yesterday. I was talking about the shot and how it might cause ACL injuries. And this guy started screaming at me, which was very weird because he's a good friend of mine, you know? And you ever hear the Agent Smith effect where it's just like, and now there's somebody different? And I felt that. I felt it right there. And he's like, you're never right. And I go, well, there's a clip going around from 2 years ago where I called some stuff. And it's super interesting.
They had Redfield go on TV and say it's not a vaccine and it kills people.
Like 100%.
He's the head guy, so like we're vindicated.
Well, dude, it's like, you know, you can't even put any more dollars in the Alex Jones was right or the conspiracy theorists were right jar. You got to get an 18-wheeler now to fill it. We've been right about everything else.
Well, but back to Agent Smith, that's perfect thing jumping into you. It doesn't have to be as much as when I was young. When I was like 14, 15, 16, you call it a psychotic break, whatever. Like if somebody attacked me or whatever, I would like just black out. Like I would like this other thing would jump in. But I catch it now when I'm under stress or something bad's happening. It's like I literally feel this, you know, this, and I go, that's not me. I got to say no, 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 no. But the thing is, it's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, it's 100%. I tell people who get in recovery that, you know, you're going to have those thoughts. You just have to understand them and push them out. You know, yeah, you have to, because what you're trying to do is download a new operating system into your old wiring, and it takes time. And occasionally you're going to have those weird thoughts, whether you want to drink or do weird stuff or whatever. You just have to recognize that and call it out. And that's the key to growth, man. And it's like, you know, anything worth anything, you got to go through it to get to it. It's like, you know, Eddie Bravo and jiu-jitsu. That's why people respect 10, you know, black belts, because they got to go 10 years. Anything instant and quick is not good for you. Okay? It's taking you out, whether it's fast food, drugs, pornography, 90-day fiancé. That's not good for you. The things that are good for you, things that you have to work on, prayers, meditation, working out, working on your career, raising your children, those are the things that matter. And that's why you got to focus on that.
It's well known. Everything good takes time. All right, Sam Tripoli, take over. Come
on. Hold on, Alex. One last thing. You got to come on Word War Debate, dude. You got to come on our show. We want you to debate.
Every
people,
time I
dude.
Say yes for the show, it gets canceled.
No, dude, we were going to ask you to do World War Debate. You were super busy. We would love to have you come. You can debate anybody you want. We pay really well. We'll take care of you. First class.
You want me to fly out there. Okay.
Yeah, we'll take care of you, dude. And whoever you want to debate, pick it. Come in and light them up, dude. We would love to have you. It's a neutral site. We pick no sides.
Who should I debate?
Who would you like to debate? Pick one person, anybody you want, and we'll set it up, and we'll give you the best opportunity to shine, dude. Word War Debate is where the greats go to bang, and we would love to have you on there.
Well, I bet you can't get. I want Governor Newsom.
Dude, he's going on. He went on Ben Shapiro's. I think he might do it. Let's see if we can set it up. We'll have our people reach out to Gavin Newsom to see if he'll debate Alex Jones.
All right, we'll do it. Talk to you soon, brother. You take over now.
I love you, brother. All right. Daddy gave me keys to the kingdom. Let's go. Oh, my God, dude. I'm hosting InfoWars. How great am I? This is the best thing ever. You know, when I'm on my deathbed and my life is passing before me, this will be a moment on it. So I kind of want to get into kind of some of the stuff that I was bringing up with Alex, but I want to get a little bit more into it. Okay. And about basically the situation going on right now, you have a spiritual war happening from the elites of both sides. Okay. Everything must be looked at through a demoralization campaign, everybody. Why are they doing that? Let's take a look at this Bolshevikism, the cultural Marxism going on. We have crime going on everywhere, and these progressive judges are letting everybody out. Why is that? Well, because they want you to feel unsafe. They want you to be so desperate, full of anxiety, and basically you'll give up your constitutional rights for martial law. And that is it. Now, you know, obviously, I've said this before, I like Trump. I think Trump does a lot of good things. But obviously, there's some things that we find to be shady. But if you're really asking me, okay, on my hour on InfoWars, they work together. Everybody works together. And you kind of see these elections when we see election fraud so blatantly. And let's get into it. The 2000 election of George Bush and the 2020 election of Joe Biden. Here we have a Republican and a Democrat. All right. Right. We have one from each party. All right. It is my belief that they had to get George Bush in to the office because they needed Dick Cheney in the White House because they knew 9/11 was coming. So they had to get him in because he's going to orchestrate. He's a neocon. Okay. He's part of the group that of these neocons who created this moment. They needed that moment. They talked about they needed a Pearl Harbor moment to get what they want, which was more power. So they had to get Dick Cheney in. If they could have ran Dick Cheney on their own, they would have ran Dick Cheney. But Dick Cheney is Darth Vader. Nobody liked him. So they brought in a lovable George Bush Jr. Do you guys remember how they were marketing him? It's like they'd be like, hey, man, I like George Bush Jr. I could have a beer with him, you know, even though he's a recovering alcoholic, you know, like he was never going to have a beer for you. But that's the marketing going on. OK, so we get George Bush in. 9/11 happens. The Department of Homeland Security comes. This is, again, consolidation of power. This is what fascism is, the consolidation of power. And we start to see that happen. And it's always really crazy to me, the problem when we have the problem. The solution is consolidation of power, right? We see that. That is the craziest thing, you know, when they're reading this book to this kid. It's really nuts. And here he is. And the kids, we all know, I'm sure Alex has talked about it 1,000 times. All right. He's talked about what the kids said, you know, metal kite hits steel, you know, or whatever exactly they said that day. But they're basically telling you what's happening on there. You know, GOAT, again, Bathmint, we see all that. This is all part of a plan, okay? The Greater Israel Project, which is ancient Babylon. We see that. So we needed to get Dick Cheney in. There's this game that gets played, right? We have Obama. We leave the George Bush Jr. years, okay, which is 8 years of hell. We're leaving that. What America is angry at old white neocons. We don't want that anymore. So who do we have? Charismatic Obama coming in. I call him Chocolate Jesus. Chocolate Jesus comes in, and who do they have run against him? They have John McCain. John McCain, an old white neocon, which is exactly who America doesn't like at this moment. They literally rigged that election to get Obama in. And I'm going to be honest with you. I fell for it the first time. I voted for Obama the first time. I was like, I want change. So I voted for him. And within, I would say, 2 months, I realized we had gotten taken. I realized it. And I realized that when they were trying to push universal health care, which is what Obama ran on. And while they're debating his program, he flies to Germany to give speeches. I go, why is this guy leaving the country? Oh, so he doesn't get any of the stray bullets. So he takes him out of it. Nobody's talking about Obama. They're all talking about the Democrats. And that's when I realized he was a Bush. And then later I realized he was controlled opposition, Manchurian candidate. And then you start going into his family. His grandfather was 10th cousins with George Bush Sr. They were basically cousins. Okay. Together, Obama's grandfather and the Bushes built the CIA. He was so deep into this deep state, dark art stuff that Obama's grandfather basically turned his mother into an MK Ultra sex kid. She was basically used as an agent. which is what a lot of discussion right now is with Erica Kirk. We see the exact same things happening. Okay. So we get in, Obama gets in, and here we start to see the woke agenda being pushed down our throats. You have Dave Smith talked about it in many, many different debates and podcasts where you see the term racism skyrocket in the news. We start cranking it up. Okay, here we go. We got wokeness coming on. And I get in arguments with everybody who's complaining about, you know, all the anti-Semitic stuff going on right now. And I go, take a look at 2007 to 2015. Or even 2020, all the anti-white stuff, all the anti-Christian stuff, you know, it's just par for the course. This is what we're seeing. So we get Obama in. He's bringing this woke agenda. By the end of his term, everybody, his 8 years, everyone's over him. Who do you bring in? An outsider with Trump. Trump's in. His first 4 years, they don't let him get anything done because this is the game that gets played. And I believe in my heart of hearts, everybody, that they had to get Biden in because they knew that they were going to flood us with immigrants. So through all this crazy wackiness, I'm 53 years old, guys. I've only seen two elections in my life that were delayed on the voting count. And that was with Joe Biden's election. And why they delayed it about eight hours? Because they had to figure out how many votes they had to create to get Joe Biden in, right? I mean, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, most of the votes coming in, when the votes come in late, they're 100% for Joe Biden, and they're only voting for Joe Biden, okay? So you got to get Joe Biden in because he's going to bring in all of the immigrants. Latin America is going to dump their prisoners into America. Problem. Reaction. Crime is everywhere. Fraud's everywhere. Murder, sexual assault, all that stuff everywhere. People are going nuts. You got these woke judges now not enforcing any of this stuff. What is the solution? The heavy hand of Donald Trump. Now, I am for law enforcement. I am for that, especially in the big cities. You know, I'm a libertarian. Maybe we don't need them in the smaller cities, but in the big cities, good luck. We've seen what happens when you don't have law enforcement, and it's just complete chaos. The key to crime going down isn't not enforcing crime. It's actually being hard on crime, okay? And you could sit there being like, oh, this person is committing crimes because of his background. Well, I'm sorry. He's committing crimes. He's committing murder. He's committing SA. He's committing all that stuff. Once you do that, we're done. You got to be locked up. You got to be thrown away. But they're not enforcing this. They're not, and they're actually not even allow you to defend yourself. This is all part of the game. And the reaction to that is Trump coming in heavy-handed. Now, I'm a Second Amendment enthusiast. I am Second Amendment to the bone. I think you have the right to bring arms to wherever you want, you know, right? But, you know, when you look at this signal, okay, you look at this signal chat, they're telling these people, the Democrats are telling these people to put their body on the line, and that's what's happening. They're trying to gin it up. And that's where we are right now in this. And I just want to say I'm excited for this hour. It's going to be a really good time. We're going to get into some deep, deep, deep stuff. If you have anything you want me to talk, just go to Twitter. Go to Sam Tripoli. If I see a topic I like, I'll get into it. I'll talk about anything. And I think this is going to be a great day in my life. I'm so excited. You know, I'm so excited to do this. So I want to thank Alex Jones for letting me host this hour. We'll get into a lot of stuff. And we'll be right back after this break. Let's get to it.
RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow, you're...
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something.
Sure.
Crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back. I believe it's the fourth hour of InfoWars. Alex Jones done messed up. Gave me the last hour. I love you all so much. I'm Sam Triple. You can listen to my podcast. I have like 1,000 of them. Tinfoil Hat, Deep Waters, Doom Scrolling. You just go to samtriple.com. You'll get all of my content. Very excited to be here. Thank you all for joining me as I live my dreams. I want to get into kind of what the corruption that we're seeing right now with everything. And again, I'm on nobody's side. I'm politically atheist. I have been, you know, basically let down by every single politician I've ever believed in. Okay. So I'd rather be presently surprised than continuously let down. There's people like, let's say, Thomas Massie out there. I like what he's saying. I like it. But I've heard somebody say sweet things that I fell for before. You know, he was a Freemason as a child. So I will always be in karate stance when I hear anything from these politicians. I just say, keep your head on a swivel, everybody. You know, don't trust anybody who wants more power and more money. And you got to watch that stuff. So speaking of money, I want to get into exactly what's going on here in Minneapolis. Okay, we talked a little bit about it in the first hour, but I want to break it down a little bit more. You know, Tinfoil Hat is 9 years old. The nucleus of the genesis of that show was Hillary Clinton kneecapping Bernie Sanders. That's kind of why I started the show, because I was watching this happen in real time. You know, you would see Bernie Sanders playing stadiums, and then, you know, you had Hillary Clinton putting Sam Tripoli numbers in a high school cafeteria, and yet they're telling us she's winning in the polls. And she basically forced them to give her the nomination, which really 100% destroyed the base of the Democrats. They couldn't raise any money after the election. You know, they had all these marches against Trump. I believe Trump won that fair and square. Was there, you know, here's the thing about rigging elections. When the guy that they want wins, they don't have to rig the election. They kind of go, okay, we got no work to do. We're going to get this guy in, whether it's Reagan, whether it's Trump, whoever it is. They don't, I mean, and if you guys don't think elections are rigged, go look at JFK's election. I mean, the Chicago mob basically gave him the election. And that's why they turned around and got really pissed when his brother Robert tried to go after them. So that's a little fun history for you right there. So we go back to Hillary Clinton kneecapping. She basically pisses off the entire base. Okay. And so the next election comes, you know, and Trump is going to run against Biden, but nobody is funding these campaigns. So what they had to do, the Democrats, allegedly, we have to say that, is that they went to the cartels. The cartels have always been CIA. We've known that since Operation Fast and Furious, where Obama got caught smuggling arms to the cartels. And he walked it back like, we just want to see where they go. Come on, Doc. We're not that stupid. Maybe we were naive back then, but we're not now. And we realized that Obama, I want to say something, I don't want to get in trouble for it, but, you know, Obama's shady past. He was arming the cartels, you know. And as we know, through the Iran-Contra scandal, the CIA is the number one drug cartel in the world, and they're working through these cartels. So the funding comes into that, and Biden has to win. They got to get him in, because this is how they're going to flood all flood our borders with illegal immigrants. So they get the funding from the cartels. They rig the election. Biden gets in. So during Biden's whole term, we see they have to figure out more ways to commit money laundering. And what they do is they use the Ukraine. They use the Ukraine. The Democrats funding the Ukraine, sending money to Ukraine. What does the Ukraine do? The Ukraine turns around and then buys FTX coins. And this is how they launder the money. The money goes into the FTX exchange. They buy FTX tokens, and then FTX funds the Democrats. Yes, there was one or two Republicans who were funded by this as well. And we all know that it's two wings of the same rotten bird. So they fund that through there. That gets shut down. They arrest that silly haired guy, and he's in jail now. So now they have to figure out another way of doing it. And it is through this mass fraud in Minneapolis. They're using Somalians, and, you know, I feel actually bad for that girl they put up the other day with the head bandage on, who was like, it's not about bananas and rice, because it's kind of like bananas and rice. I feel bad for her. They threw her out. She's obviously not somebody who speaks in front of cameras all the time. I actually have a little empathy for her. She's put in a bad position. But this is how they fund it. This is how they fund it in Minnesota. This is how they fund it in New York. This is how they fund it in California. It is all about money laundering and funding their campaigns. Same thing in Arizona. I mean, I was following the Katie Lake election. She was obviously annihilating the Guilford. Is that her name? And I don't know her name, but she was the woman who eventually won the Arizona gubernatorial race. And it was so obvious that Katie Lake was winning that election. I mean, she wanted debate. The Democrat wouldn't debate. I mean, how does somebody win an election when she won't debate? Okay? I mean, it doesn't happen. But it's so obvious they rigged it using cartel money. But this is how they do it. This is how California funded all of their campaigns, and they fund national campaigns for the Democrat, is through this rapid fraud. And that's why when Kamala Harris was running, she picked Tim Walz, because Tim Walz had a purse of money laundering money that he could throw at Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris spent $1 billion on this campaign only to lose. And I'll get into this, why I don't even think she was sent in there to win. Okay, I think she was sent there to lose. So she brings him on. She spends $1 billion. And everyone's like, how does she spend $1 billion? What'd she spend it on? Very simple. She spent a lot of it on filling up these arenas to give the illusion that she had a giant swell following behind her. That's exactly where all that money went. They did some tracking through data and phones, and they found out it was the same people going to all of these events in these arenas. She became like the Grateful Dead. They were just following her around, filling these arenas up, listening to her say mumbo jumbo stupid stuff, and they got paid to be there. That's where all the money went. Now, this is where we get conspiratorial, and this is where maybe I might lose a couple people. But I think Kamala Harris was sent in to get Trump in again. Because where's the country at the end of Joe Biden's administration? They're over woke. They're tired of it. They don't want their money going to that. We want children to be left alone. And what is Kamala Harris running on? She wants to fund illegal sex changes in prison. I mean, that's what she's talking about. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Why would they send her in? So when everyone starts going after my friends, Joe Rogan, Tim Dillon, Theo Vaughn, Andrew Schultz, and acting like four podcasts changed the election, that's ridiculous, okay? Because it was already done. I would actually have an argument. I think there's an actual argument for that maybe Trump was brought in there to hurt those brands. I think there's an actual discussion about that, because there was an understanding that maybe the Zionist stuff that people are very upset about is going to hurt Trump's brand. And then, you know, then it actually hurt these brands, because the mainstream hurt these podcast brands like JRE and Tim and all them that I mentioned, hurt their brands because they don't control the narrative anymore. But the notion that four podcasts decide the election is laughable. It's laughable, because if you go to the top 100 podcasts on Apple Podcasts, which is the main platform for podcasting, if you actually go look at that and go through the top 100 or 200 podcasts, they're mostly liberal. There's maybe five conservative podcasts, right, that really are conservative in the top 200. It's all, whether it's Call Me Daddy, the lady who just won the Golden Globe for podcast, Amy, what is her last name? I can't even, Poehler, like her, what, they're all progressive. So the notion that two podcasts and Kill Tony decide this election is completely laughable. It's actually ridiculous. So this is what we're looking at here. They get Trump in. Trump is going to be the heavy-handed one. And this is the game. And the game, guys, is demoralization. This is what they want. They want the, yeah, look at this. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, the craziest thing about Kamala Harris is that she was a trial judge and she can't talk. I mean, it's crazy to me. The woman can't talk and she was a trial judge. Like, imagine if you're in prison right now and she was a prosecutor and you're watching all of these interviews and you're like, this chick can't talk. How did I lose to this woman? How did I lose? Yeah, because, I mean, and she's just an absolute, I mean, we all know she slept her way to the top. Everyone knows that. And if that's crazy talk to you, then your algorithm is lying to you. And that's a big problem right now with the information highway, is that we're so siloed into these algorithms that no one's getting the same information. We all live in a different reality, a different dimension. And that's divide and conquer. And that's what they're doing right now. And so if you go back to my interview with Joe Rogan, and we start talking about this illegal immigrant riots, and how I talk about how the Republican governors were sending illegals into these blue cities, and I believe it's all part of the plan. I mean, talk to me how illegals are going to get to Minneapolis. How are illegals going to naturally get to Chicago? How do they do that? They're not near a border. I mean, Chicago could be flooded with Canadians. I don't know if people were going nuts about that. You know, I remember after 9/11, they stopped all the Canadians coming into the country, which was great for American comedians because these Canadians are so funny and they work clean and they're great writers. They would take all of our jobs. Canadians are taking all the good jobs. Why don't we complain about them? They're taking all the sitcom acting and the writing gigs. Get out of my country. American jobs first. American jobs. So that's what's going on. So they had to ship these guys to these blue cities. So when these immigration riots kick off, there's enough people there. And listen, man, my great-great-grandparents came from Armenia and Italy, but they went through the process. And that is really the problem here. We have a real movement against the American people. America is very unique. We're a very unique country. You can't attack us. We have two oceans on each side. We have one of the most powerful militaries out there. Okay? It's impossible to destroy us in military action. You will go home in a body bag. So they have to do it in a way, okay, that is subversive. And again, we're getting into this Bolshevik stuff. This is what's going on, okay? Now, what I find very interesting, and again, I just want you guys to know that I am not for a police state. I'm actually against the police state very much, okay? But this stuff has to happen because they're not going after just regular people. Now, do regular people get picked up? Maybe law-abiding illegals get picked up. That's definitely possible, and it's probably happening. But a lot of these illegals are former criminals from prisons in Latin America. They literally unloaded it. It was all part of the plan. Bring the worst of the worst here to cause chaos. And the fact that this group of people that is protesting, these useful idiots who are getting their marching orders from the Democratic progressives in Minnesota, don't see that. It's crazy. These people, these protesters, could literally have the entire country behind them if they were protesting fraud. I mean, you have billions of dollars of fraud going on. You think it's, you just think these riots are popping off for no reason. It's smoke screens. They don't want you to look into the fraud. They don't want you to do that. Now, the question is anything actually going to happen? Okay. Pam Bondi's like, I wrote a nasty letter. I wrote a nasty letter to Tim Walz. Oh, did you write a letter? Why do I have a feeling all the eyes, you put little hearts above it? You know, you wrote a nasty letter. Oh my God. That's so crazy. Wow. That's real law enforcement right there. The real truth is that it's going to be very hard for me to see anybody getting arrested. Cause if the Republicans start arresting Democrats, when the Democrats eventually get in again, they'll start arresting Republicans. So it's chaotic, dude. We have a bunch of elites that do not care about the average person. And the average person is fighting with another average person over race, sex, sexual identity, gender, all those stuff that are just distractions. They want chaos. When we understand that ICE is being trained by the IDF, and the IDF policy is shoot first, ask questions after, we see what happens over there, right? You have the right to bear arms. If you're a Second Amendment maximus, a Puritan, you have the right to bring a gun wherever you want. That is the law. That's our forefathers did. But when you're being a useful idiot, okay, and you're being pushed to do things by brainwashing, you're setting yourself up for trouble. I mean, look at those cinder blocks they put there. You guys remember the George Floyd riots, where like just giant piles of cinder blocks were set up. Who set those up? Who put those there? George Soros. We all know that. Nothing is real, everybody. Every moment of this Minnesota riot is completely contrived, completely manufactured, completely astroturfed, okay? The ICE is trained by the IDF. Okay, that's a foreign entity, all right? All these protesters are being funded by billionaire progressives, okay, globalists, to do this. And all the agent provocateurs, all the people causing chaos are intelligence agencies. This is a completely astroturfed situation, an high-impact event to bring on martial law. And once martial law comes, they're never, ever going to give up the power. They don't do that. And you just keep fighting over these rights and lefts, you're going to lose it. You got to get back to God. It's God or get out. And it's like, you know, I have a friend of mine who's super religious. We talk about religion all the time. And, you know, I brought up, it's like God's war against, or the fallen angels' war against God. And he goes, it's no, God isn't. They're not going against God. God is above all. And then I realized it's really fallen angels' war against humanity, God's greatest creation. And if you're constantly in high anxiety about what's going on in the world, and you start hating your fellow man and woman, your fellow American, you're losing the battle. You're losing the battle. You got to stop looking out here. You got to look in here, everybody. Okay. All of this stuff is astroturfed. Our culture is not our heritage. Culture is completely manufactured by dark arts, the intelligence agencies, at every moment. At every moment. The hippie culture was completely contrived. Operation Long Leash, in which they funded intellectuals to criticize the government because the CIA wanted everyone to think democracy and capitalism allows for dissension over communism. All of them. Norm Chomsky is a hero of mine. He got me into conspiracies. Manufacturing Consent is a great book. A great book. If you want to read it, it explains exactly what's going on with all this stuff. You can see the game plan they did at Manufacturing Consent. Take a look at COVID, right? This is what they do all the time, everybody. They get you to accept that it's happening to someone else. And once you accept that, they have you emotionally captured, and then they bring it on to you. Example, COVID. Oh, we're seeing all these Chinese people falling. They're falling. Oh, my God, it's COVID. Even though that never happened over here. And once you start thinking, and they're telling you, oh, it's just an Asian disease. It only affects Asians. Once you accept that, they got you. And then all of a sudden, bang, Americans are getting it. White, black, everybody, Asians, straight, gay. Now they got you emotionally captured. And even though we never saw anybody fall down like that, right? Ever from COVID. When we see it, the vaccines. People started falling from the vaccines. We saw that over and over and over. There's all these compilations of people dying over and over again. Yeah, look at that, dude. That was all manufactured consent. But all of this is astroturfed. Again, back to Norm Chomsky. You see the 70s, the 60s and 70s, all completely anti-God. Hippie love. It's basically Aleister Crowley, do as I wilt. That's exactly what's going on. And then they wanted this, you know, feminism. Feminism, again, we talked about it earlier, is satanic. It's, you know, you hear women on all these TikToks and on all these podcasts going, I'm not a baby factory. Literally, you are. That's why you have a monthly period. That's your baby factory. And having children is great. Now, if you don't have kids, I'm not judging you. There's most of my life, I didn't have kids. I didn't have kids on way later in life. Okay, but kids are a blessing. But this is anti-God. This is anti-humanity, what's going on here. And I'm just telling you guys, you got to stop fighting with people on your level. And no matter how crazy they are, you're falling for it. And the internet is a big part of that. Okay, how do we go viral? Well, you have to be some extreme version of life to make it to the top. And the problem is the only thing we see are viral clips and viral moments that we start thinking this is the norm. This is not the norm. Okay? Love is what it's all about, everybody. You have to get in love. And that's what kind of where we're at right now, dude. And it's like everything's going all in. And I'm glad to tell you, man, it's really easy to get blackpilled. It's really easy to get blackpilled, everybody. But I'm telling you, we're winning. Okay? The InfoWar Army is winning. I'm telling you this. Because if they had this their way, we'd have digital IDs. We'd all be in FEMA camps. We'd be eating crickets. Okay? And everybody would be trans. And again, I have no problems with trans. I don't really care. I don't want to micromanage somebody's life, everybody. Okay? Do you just leave it at home? We need to get back to civility. We need to be in the town square. Everyone chill out, okay? I don't need to know you're a furry when I'm at Jamba Juice. Leave that crap at home. Chill out, all right? Whatever you want to do with consenting adults at your house, it's none of my business, okay? I don't want to micromanage everybody because I don't want to get micromanaged. That's where I am, okay? But we are winning, everybody. Hollywood is dying. Hollywood is dying. You have to understand that. And they're dying because we've said, no, I can't turn on a TV anymore and watch lesbian action heroes who weigh 100 pounds beating up Dagestanis, okay? I can't take it anymore. It's not real. It was cool when it was Angelina Jolie and she was stacked and we'd watch a chick with a big rack fighting, you know, crime. That was great. That was one time. You know, one or two times. Now it's everybody. And it's just all about destroying our archetypes. But you're going to get lost in it. If you get lost in it, they win. When you pull yourself out and you start to study what is going on in the world, you understand their playbook. This is the key. Know the playbook. Don't fall for the psyops. All right? And maybe they come. If they come, God, once you get close to God, everybody, death doesn't scare you. That doesn't scare you. I believe we live many lives, and when our time is up, it's up, and I'm not even going to go into the light, dude. These archons, they tell you to go into the light. They look like your grandma. They're like, oh, your grandma's like, come into the light, come into the light. Nah, dog, I'm not, grandma, shut up. I ain't going into the light. I want to leave this digital, this soul prison that we're in, and that's what it is, and you have to get better, and if you don't get better, you're going to come back and do it again. And the key to life is, everybody, can you align your free will with God's plan? And the playbook that you want to follow is help others. Give it away. So I just want to say that this has been a dream of mine. If Alex Jones ever needs me to come back and the feedback is okay, I'll come back and do it again. If you like what I had to say, just check out, just go to samtriple.com and I have all my shows there. Yes, I have the best premium content in the game. I do a show with Kurt Metzger, Austin Picard, Brad Binkley. I do a bunch of shows with them, okay? And I want you guys, if you get a chance, check out Word War Debate. It's the UFC of debating. It's where the best go to bang. And we're doing another one in March. So we'd love to have you guys come check it out. You've seen it. But anyways, I love InfoWars. Thank you guys so much. God bless. Have a great week. And love yourself.
People can use this as a teaching moment that, you know, I see a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it. Just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.